Dear Danielle Smith, Premier of Alberta. Say no to Grassy Mountain coal mine. Danielle, if you sanctioned Brian Jean's mindless unthinking letter to the Alberta Energy Regulator encouraging them to reconsider Northback's reapplication to extract coal from Grassy Mountain, then you essentially have agreed to potentially poison the very people who elected you to the legislature and enabled you to be our premier. How does he think he knows better than this Grassy Mountain proposal? The site of significant mining in the past has been before regulators for years. The steelmaking coal project was judged not in the public interest in 2021, after a long environmental review by a joint federal-provincial panel, and its permits were denied by both levels of government. According to Corb Lund, after having a conversation with Brian Jean as provincial minister of energy, Jean actually knows less about the Grassy Mountain coal mine and its potential harm to Albertans than Corb does, and as he says, he's just a guitar player. It's an excellent example of biting the hand that feeds you. All to enhance the wealth of an Australian billionaire and some Chinese steelworkers and a pitiful few Alberta coal miners. Is it really worth it to sacrifice our precious Alberta mountain environment, poison our fish and other wildlife that depend on the headwaters for the Old Man River for survival, and on top of that risk the health of southern Albertans from coal mine effluent toxic elements like selenium, pollution of our fresh potable water sources? You only need to look west across the border to see the damage that Teck coal mines of the Elk Valley have done to the Kootenay waters and the several millions of dollar fine that has been brought against them for the poisoning of water that supplies many Americans, in addition to all the Canadians affected. And that's ongoing. Give your head a shake. Do you really want to risk ruining the health of Albertans, their children and grandchildren, for the benefit of a billionaire Australian? Or has your government been bought and paid for by that Australian as well, and she now controls your government? And we were concerned about China's influence on Ottawa seems minor by comparison. Ms. Premier, you need to look at the big long-term picture and not focus only on a few royalty dollars this mine potentially represents. Time for a rethink, or you will have lost my support. Daryl Florence, Cremona.